Hello, welcome to this edition of the REIT Report, Nareit's weekly podcast. I'm your host, Alan Kenny, and we're recording this on September 14th, 2017. My guest today is Jillian Tiltman, Portfolio Manager for Global Real Estate Securities with Neuberger Berman. She has co-authored a new paper on the characteristics of REIT investment, which we're going to discuss in this episode. Jillian, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Alan. I'm glad to be here.
So, in this paper, which you've entitled REITs, The Real Thing, you write that, quote, listed real estate is the most convenient way for most investors to build a truly global portfolio, end quote. However, you also note that skepticism about the divergence of the performance of REITs and the returns of equities still kind of exists. So can you explain fundamentally what that means regarding building a global portfolio, and then also why you think that skepticism still lingers?
Sure. I think the main concern that people have seems to be that listed securities are, in fact, equities, which they are. So they worry that investing in REITs means buying the risk and return of the equity market rather than fundamentally buying real estate. As a result, investors prefer, especially we see this in Europe, they prefer to try to build their real estate portfolios by investing privately and directly or via open-ended property funds. So when we think about REITs, we think of REITs as companies that own property. They're listed companies that buy, develop, rent out, and sell real estate around the world, just like any other business. So why would you expect to buy the risk and return of the equity market? Maybe you do you certainly do in the short term, but over the long term, you're fundamentally buying that real estate. And now that REITs are no longer just a U.S. phenomenon, they are truly global, it is the best and in a lot of ways the only way to build a global real estate portfolio, and you do that in an incredibly liquid way. So buying the securities or buying equities over the short term gives you that liquidity and that ability to spot dislocations between the private market and the equity market or the public market, and we think that's an incredibly attractive way for investors to get real estate exposure, for any type of investor, in fact.
And your paper cites the growth of listed REITs around the world, but what does this mean for portfolio diversification?
Well, it's really interesting you ask that, because REITs, I love to talk about diversification with REITs because they are sort of an asset class unto themselves, and we believe that you hold them alongside global equities, alongside global bonds, and alongside real estate, in the sense that alongside private real estate or open-ended funds, because over the short term, the correlation is very high with equities. Over the long term, that's what our paper proves, that over the long term, the attributes of the real estate itself really start to assert themselves. The globalization of the asset class has meant that you're able to buy real estate in a very liquid way, in a very global way, and that diversification comes through in A, it's a different type of asset class than any other, B, you're buying global real estate, and New York doesn't trade like Hong Kong, doesn't trade like London, and offices in San Francisco will trade very differently than offices in New York or offices in Sydney. So you're getting that layer of diversification, because it's actually been proven that the interregional correlation of REITs is much lower than that of global bonds and equities. And what that means is that, just what I said, real estate in one part of the world trades very differently than real estate in another. So if you're buying a global real estate securities fund, there's always an opportunity to find attractive assets at attractive prices.
Again, talking with Jillian Tiltman of Neuberger Berman. So, Jillian, how does liquidity impact the performance of REITs?
Well, I think that's one of the most attractive things about buying REITs, is the fact that you are able to buy and sell them on an open stock market. So what that could mean is that you're seeing, because you can buy and sell so quickly, you can spot valuation dislocations and discrepancies that you would not be able to really take advantage of in the private market. So one of the most difficult things, I would say, about buying something like an open-ended fund is the fact that you pr- price discovery makes performance difficult to really track, and it's very difficult to sort of buy and sell assets quickly, whereas if you're buying and selling a stock, you have the advantage of being able to get that real estate exposure, but with the liquidity of the stock market, we like to say that buying REITs is buying bricks and mortar with liquidity, and it's an incredibly attractive advantage of buying REITs over private real estate.
And it seems like the story in just about every corner of the financial world has been interest rates for the past couple of years. I mean, do you have any concerns about the potential effects of rising interest rates on REITs?
You know, it's interesting. I've been running REIT money basically since 2008, and I've gotten that question every year, and it's a very, very valid concern. And I think if you look back through history, yes, the period from 2008 to now has been an unprecedentedly low interest rate environment, which is very good for interest-sensitive businesses like REITs. However, if you really think about it, it's what's driving rates that matters. So if rates are increasing because of an improving economic situation, that's wonderful for real estate, because that means people are taking more office space or the consumer is more active. People are moving, so industry like self-storage is going to be more buoyant. And history has proven, if you look at the U.S. market particularly, which has the longest history, that anticipation of a rate rise will usually cause REITs to falter a bit as investors price that in. But as soon as the rate rise happens, they usually continue on their trajectory. And in every year where there have been multiple interest rate increases in the United States, REITs have actually outperformed equities and bonds. So it's interesting. And we think that if there's any tension or any worry surrounding interest rate rises, that it's actually a fantastic time to get into the asset class and buy it.
Well, thank you so much for your time, and thanks for joining us, Jillian.
Pleasure. Thank you so much, Alan.
And may thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us as well. For the REIT Report, I'm Alan Kenny.